State Treasurer Mark Gordon took over his new duties a few weeks ago following the death of Joe Meyer. Gordon has an extensive background on issues involving finances to state lands. He tells us that Wyoming's portfolio looks good.
The state has done a great job in diversifying not only the assets that it's invested in, but it's also done a great job in the strategies. So I think we're well positioned at a time in our nation's economy and global economy that has a lot of, I suppose, ups and downs ahead of it. You know, there's a lot of talk about the fiscal cliff. There's a lot of talk about Europe. A little bit unclear what's happening in China. But we have a very, very diversified approach and portfolio that puts the investment picture, which is the third most important component of Wyoming's revenue stream, kind of puts it in good stead. In terms of our natural gas and our coal, you know as well as I do, those are challenged a little bit at this point.
How active are you going to be on issues like that? Do you see yourself as in a role where you can educate third parties, or rather be that third party that can educate folks? Because obviously, using the legislature as an example, they'll frequently hear from the coal industry lobbyists, and then you'll have the environmental groups and those kinds of people adding to the discussion. Do you see yourself as being someone who could maybe come in and add some discussion to this?
Bob, I hope to. This office really talks about the state's financial health and fiscal matters are a little bit out of our control, but I do, as you know, have spent a lot of time and care a lot about the state, and have a lot of experience broadly, both in agriculture. I worked for an oil and gas company. I have had spent time on the Environmental Quality Council, so I have a familiarity with a lot of those issues. I always try to go to what I always thought of as Wyoming's traditional values: stewardship, use of our natural resources, but a stewardship that you know, I go back clear to Stan Hathaway and Tom Strook and Malcolm Wallop, you know, those kinds of voices that talked about Wyoming's economic future being dependent on its minerals to some degree, but also being very, very much dependent on our wise stewardship of those resources. So I try to bring a very practical standpoint, a knowledgeable standpoint. And I do look forward to that ability. We have already, as you know, in this capacity, one of the state's five elected statewide positions. We have several boards we sit on: State Board of Land Commissioners, the State Land or Loans and Investment Board, and a lot of natural resources issues come before us. So I'm happy I can bring that experience with me, and I've really enjoyed working with our governor and the other members in that capacity, and I think I have brought a very practical standpoint.
State Treasurer Mark Gordon chatting with us. So as we look at coal, going back to that, you know, one of the stories that we were able to get out last week was about the exports going overseas, maybe seeing that as a way that I guess could help that industry. Do you really see that as an important thing?
You know, I do, Bob. I think there's obviously, if you look from an environmental standpoint, there's obviously that issue about carbon. And I think, you know, globally and internationally, there's a lot of discussion about that. And to some degree, that's challenged our industries. The exports, I'll tell you, quite frankly, China's going to get coal from somewhere. They're going to get oil from somewhere. If you look at Canada, you know, the XL pipeline gave the opportunity for Chinese firms to come into Alberta and BC and buy huge positions of oil up there. I think the same thing is a problem for potentially Wyoming. If we can get our resources to the coast, and we can do that in a safe fashion and in an efficient fashion, then we can export those. And hopefully, with the kind of work that our legislature has thought about over the last few years, that our governor has thought about over the last few years, and the governor preceding him, talking about the opportunity for clean coal, which I know the environmental community will say there is no such thing as clean coal. But frankly, I think we're going to have to figure out a way to use coal, use it efficiently, and use it in a way that is not problematic for the environment.
I want to ask you about the fiscal cliff. You touched on that a second ago, but what are you watching for as you look at our state investments and in our state portfolio, and how might that affect us here, and what are you taking a close look at right now?
Well, yeah, you know, the issue there is, can Congress come to some understanding that will avoid having sequestration, which is the elimination of the funding of various things like the military and so on, and the taxation issues, along with some other features. So it's a little hard to know what Congress can or cannot get done. I do believe that the markets, to some degree, have anticipated and priced in that there will be some resolution of this process. And I think it's anybody's guess exactly what that'll be, but I think the feeling is that while it probably won't be resolved by the end of this year completely, there will be some resolution that comes forward. So what's important for the state to position itself in is the ability to have its assets not all correlated with one particular resolution or another. So that means a broad base and diversified strategy that has both hedging components to it, some fixed income components to it. It has the state in a nimble position of being able to say, you know, we probably won't get all of this right, but let's get 90% of it right or 80% of it right, and let's make sure the state rides through this pretty well. I think really the challenges are going to come a little bit further down the road. We've done some things from the Federal Reserve's standpoint that are putting distortions in the market. And to try to resolve those issues, that, you know, there, for example, right now, I think there is this notion that if we keep putting money into the system, that somehow we're going to improve the employment rates. Well, it's not a direct relationship. What a lot of those investments, what a lot of the extra money that's gone out there has gone into investing in is productivity enhancement. So it hasn't really affected the labor market. But it has done things to have people pursue riskier and riskier investments because that's where the yields are better. It has made life much more difficult for banks, much more difficult for insurance companies. And we're all kind of trying to figure out how to make money out of this environment. And it's an unnatural environment. It's one that's going to take some effort on the part of the Federal Reserve and the federal government to be able to unwind that. And when we unwind that, it's a little unclear what the results will be.
Mark Gordon, State Treasurer, we'll be chatting with you more in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Great to see you.